The following is from A to B by Katherine Hannigan.
A to B. This is how Mama and Daddy and anybody who knows me particularly well says my name. My mama's name is Ida, and even though our names are near to identical, my daddy says them real different. Most of the time when Daddy says Ida B, it's fast and it's smiling and goes up and down real quick, like tapping your feet to some happy music. But when he says Ida, that name stretches on and on with no rough edges or sharp turns. Ida, he says, and his breath travels around the room, slips across Mama's shoulders, then her waist, and it keeps going out and about so that everybody gets wrapped in its warm softness. You can still hear it in your head after the sound has stopped, and you're smiling just because somebody said the word Ida, which isn't even the prettiest name in the world. The only time I'm anything other than Ida B at home is if I'm in trouble. If that's the case, and it has occurred on an occasion or two, and my folks are yelling for me, it's Ida B Applewood. All the words are broken up like they're getting hammered out. Ida B Applewood, where are you? You come on home. Then, wherever I am, sitting in the old tree up on the mountain or building a dam in the brook, I'll say, well, that's me. Guess I'll get going. If I'm in the orchard, the older apple trees will tell me, you better get a move on, Ida B, or go on now and see what your daddy wants. But the brook always whines and wheedles, don't go, Ida B, don't go. Nobody's calling and they can wait anyway. Stay, Ida B, stay and play. I don't get in trouble for too much. Most of the time it's just little things. It was my turn to put the dishes away and I forgot, or I fed the leftover succotash to the poor and starving wild animals in the neighborhood. Once, I made a house for Lulu the cat out of a whole bunch of books and boxes. I started in the middle of the living room with the biggest box for Lulu's private quarters. It had a whisk for a TV antenna, a cushion from the sofa for a bed, and I cut windows out with a big sharp knife. I built a library, a playroom, and a dining room with some of the other boxes. I made apartments under the chairs and tables with sheets and blankets covering them up like tents, so all of her friends that she might have someday when she improves her attitude could come and visit. It got so big it took up almost the whole living room and was spilling into the hallway. And Lulu was so pleased she almost purred. But then Lulu got bored and went outside and I went with her, and pretty soon I heard Ida B. Applewood down by the brook. So I got on home and put everything away, but it was a sad thing to have to close up the Lulu and her someday friends' big city high-rise and exotic resort. Another time I caused a stir and got Mama and Daddy upset but not too mad was when I invented the soap mask. Now you probably know that for every world-famous, history-changing invention ever created, first there was a problem that needed to be solved.